storm. Still his girlfriends, they all wake up smiling every morn, singing, everybody got one.
Everybody got one.
Everybody got one.
Everybody got one.
Everybody got one. One's at on his elbow, on his knee, oh, underneath his hat. Singing, everybody got one. Come on,
everybody
sing.
Got one.
Everybody got one.
Everybody,
everybody got one.
Everybody got one.
Stacy Brown got two. He got two. I tell you true, it's a fact. No, I ain't seen it, but. No, I mean, it's a fact. Well, that's what my old lady told me. I mean, I don't know how she know. How did she know? Maybe somebody told her, huh? Gossip. Maybe it's gossip. How did she know? Maybe it just seems like to. I'm gonna talk to that woman.
In the saying, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. But I soon found out that a guy would starve to death in this town if he didn't always keep him one or two. So I moved into a block that was convenient by subway and bus to reach. And do you know the next thing I found about New York people is nobody practice what they preach. Cause right across the street from me, one of them old jive preachers live. And would you believe this guy done found a brand new sermon called It Is Better to Receive Than to Give. And then there's old stuck-up Lucy. She got her a muskrat coat and a zircon diamond ring. But do you know she got busted for shoplifting yesterday? And now she is very stuck up every day in pure same same. And then there's a wither lady. She goes to church every Sunday, come rain or come shine. But you'd figure she had a license for dealing every Monday to Saturday in pure whiskey, beer, and wine. And then upstairs over me is two of them little old glamour jive models. And they must be touched in the head. Cause the first thing they sound on me on the stairway was, Daddy, have you got any bread? I said, well, no, baby, I'm new in town, and really, I just moved in this block. And I'm waiting on my uncle to show to borrow me a pound to get my vine out of hock. And then there's one gigolo. He's named Willie the Weeper. He has a Cadillac of pure fire engine red. But every morning he's at my house to wash up and shave, cause his Cadillac also happens to be his pure natural bed. And then there's one more stud. He sells herbs and tea leaves. And you can even get the figure for a $5 bill. And yesterday this cat got a figure in Leavenworth cause he was selling a new Sneaky Pete bill. And last of all is my old landlady. For 8 years I thought she was nice and she was sweet. And do you know I didn't have my room rent last night? She put me out into the cold New York street. So here is a cue from me to you. If you intend to live in New York town, keep you some real long green and be down with the scene, or else you are pole house bound.
You're the freak, the one who's different. I'm not growing, you're shrinking!
what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, cause I just sing the tune.
Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, please do that for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. I get dizzy, I get numb, oh, when I'm dancing with my chum, chum, jumbo. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat.
Everybody's heard about the bird. about my best. airlanes, clear all airlanes for the big broadcast.
Good morning, Trashers and Flashers. I'm back, baby. Just spent the past week and a half in French Polynesia, where I sat on a beach and did a whole lot of nothing. Read a couple books. Ate a lot of raw fish. Swam with the sharks. Drank a lot of fake Mai Tais. They make them with pineapple juice there, and that's just not a Mai Tai. But it did the trick. Give me that cool buzz I was looking for. Speaking of cool buzzes, Carmen Oceanside is here today screening calls, which means the request line is open. Give us a call. Tell us what you want to hear. So, in keeping theme with my recent vacation, here's the Trogs.
Watch the flamingos and wait for the summer or maybe spring, oh, I can't recall. We found our hearts and stole them from our bodies. We couldn't understand the villain's call. We'd often recall the beginnings. We'd often try in vain to change it all. We couldn't help but keep ourselves from sinning. If we sail them, sail them. Maybe spring, or maybe spring, or maybe spring.
Looking at the backside of me, of his now and then. But I don't think Hank Dunham this way. Now, I don't think Hank Dunham this way. Take it on.
Time. 17 and another year. You never thought it would happen here, but it's you who did it in the end. Too scared to ever understand it. Is this what you're living for? Can't you see there's so much more? Is this what you're living for? International rescue. Hi, John.
Hi, John. Hi, Bagel. Hi, John.
That was Swell Maps, International Rescue. Song by Nikki Sutton. And before Swell Maps, we heard super obscure band called The Beatles, Tomorrow Never Knows. Perhaps the most psychedelic song ever recorded. Waylon Jennings, Are You Sure Hank Done It This Way? Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel with Hideaway. And we started off this set with the Trogs, I'll Buy You an Island. We do have the request line open, and Carmen is telling me that we've got someone on hold. So, yeah, let me switch over here real quick. Trash and Flash, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, I think I'm going to be the guy taking your job.
Taking my job?
Yeah, I'm going to be the new DJ, Trash and Flash.
What do you mean? I don't know anything about this.
They didn't tell you?
Tell me what?
This is awkward. Yeah, you're fired and I start tomorrow morning. I was just calling to say, you know, thanks for the job. You had a good run and I just want you to know I'm going to carry the torch and I'm going to be just as good as you. I'm going to play all the good hits that you would play and, you know, did you get a severance?
I'm sorry, who is this?
Oh, this is DJ Dogbone.
DJ Dogbone?
Yeah, I'm taking your job tomorrow.
Carmen,
DJ Dogbone.
Carmen, did you hear anything about this?
In the backyard.
I'm sorry. Nobody over here knows what you're talking about.
What does DJ stand for you?
Disc jockey.
Daniel Johnson.
Daniel Johnson?
Yeah.
The singer?
No, that's Johnston with a T. Wow, now I can see why you're getting fired. You don't know music at all.
Okay.
You Deadhead?
No, not really.
Well, that's why you're getting fired. You gotta have some Deadheads in there.
That's not really the format of this
show. How big's your seat? I'm gonna need a big seat.
Big seat? It's just a normal sized chair.
Okay, well, that's the first thing we're gonna change when I get in tomorrow. I need a big seat. See, I'm 4'2", and I like to have a big seat to lay around and curl up to like a little kitty cat.
You curl up while you DJ?
You guys got heroin in there?
Heroin?
Yeah.
No.
You're telling me you're a DJ and you're not doing heroin on the job?
No.
Dude, the writing was on the wall. Of course you're going to get fired.
I don't think I'm getting fired. Where'd you
What's
get
the name
this?
Of the show again?
This is Trash and Flash.
Yeah, we're going to change that. Something cooler.
Like what?
Flash and Trash?
No, that's not
That's cooler.
No.
That is much cooler.
I'm sorry. Who told you were getting my job?
Biff, the manager.
Biff?
Yeah, Biff.
Okay.
Him and I go way back.
How do you know Biff?
Vietnam. Visited last spring.
Oh, how was it?
It was good. I like the food.
Okay.
The burger.
Wait. Hold on. How come Biff never mentioned any of this to me?
Hey, do you want to hang out later? What are you doing? What are you doing right now?
I'm DJing Trash and Flash.
Well, not for long. I mean, you might as well just leave now. But what do you? Let's get a drink.
No, I don't want to be friends with you. You're trying to take my job.
What are you talking about, buddy? We're best friends. We have the same job. We have so much in common. Plus, you can learn a lot from me. That's what friends do.
Like what?
What's your address?
I'm not telling you.
What's your phone number?
I'm not telling you that either.
Give me a list of fears.
No, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Okay, social security card?
Uh-uh.
Favorite breakfast spot?
Nope.
Girlfriend?
Nope.
Grandmother?
Nope.
Color of your eyes?
Nope.
Hmm. Well, can I put a request in?
Yeah. What do you want to hear?
All right, we'll say it at the same time. Squeeze Box
no.
by the Who.
Hey, Carmen, could you look into that? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a prank, but you know, you want to send an email out to Biff? Okay. All right. Getting back to the music. Cherry Vanilla, The Punk. Let's go.
Hello. you feel it when you cut me? How do you feel it when you touch me? Blackout, and it's raining, and I'm crying, yes, I'm crying, cause I'm just a bird, I'm just a dream, and I'm just a bird.
Night of diamonds, working after hours, ripples on my chest, never got a night's rest. A modern day jack, a jock with an act. Hey Lolita, touch me, squeeze me.
Patrick Cowley and Sylvester, Do You Want to Funk? Before Pat and Sil, we heard Man to Man Meet Male Parish with the song Male Stripper. We heard Iggy Pop doing a live version of Dirt. That's off the album TVI, which is a live album. Recordings from 1977, following up the Lust for Life album. It's got David Bowie playing keyboards in the background there. And before Iggy, we heard Cherry Vanilla, the punk, doing Patti Smith better than Patti does it, if you ask me. Controversial opinion. If you're just tuning in, this is Trash and Flash, and I'm Wendy Stonehenge. And you know what? I just want to take a moment and thank you for listening. There's a lot of other things you could be doing rather than listen to this show. You could be waxing your dog. You could be sorting through your VHS porno collection. There's a lot of things you could be doing, but instead you're spending your time with me, listening to my records. And I just want to say thanks. I want to say thanks for taking an hour out of your day to listen to little old me and my musics. And I also want to know why you still have that VHS porno collection. It's time to get rid of that, man. That's just weird. Anyway, moving right along. This next one's by Benny.